Winds of change may have blown over some of the Massachusetts political landscape Tuesday, but a longtime incumbent prevailed in a Democratic primary for Congress in the western part of the state. Congressman Richard Neal claimed what he described as a, quote, very substantial victory Tuesday in the Democratic primary in Massachusetts' 1st House District. With no Republican running, the nomination all but assures Neal will be reelected to a new 2-year term in November. The Springfield Democrat has represented parts of western and central Massachusetts in Washington for almost 30 years. Unofficial and not yet final results Wednesday morning had Neal winning 70% of the vote over Tahira Amatul Wadud, a first-time candidate.
We took this campaign seriously, and I want to thank Ms. Wadud for her candidacy, understanding it is very hard for one to put themselves forward in public life today.
The challenger, a family law and civil rights attorney from Springfield who won endorsements from national progressive political organizations, was seriously outspent in the race by the longtime incumbent. In her long-shot bid, Amatul Wadud was boosted by a get-out-the-vote effort from progressive activists, many of whom had worked for U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential bid in 2016. But it was nowhere near enough to overcome Neal's impressively solid political base that includes labor unions and elected local officials anchored by experienced political hands who've been with him since his days as mayor of Springfield in the 1980s. Addressing about 150 supporters at the Basketball Hall of Fame late Tuesday night, Neal said he was proud of the campaign he ran and boasted that it continued a streak of elections won without resorting to negative attacks on an opponent.
And you know, when I talk about some of these issues, as I've just a moment ago, in terms of not needing to disparage anybody, wouldn't it be great if the occupant of the White House embraced the same philosophy and belief?
With no opponent in November, Neal told reporters he plans to travel around the country over the next 2 months to support Democratic candidates in races that could determine which party controls the House after the midterm election.
And I have helped every single one of them. I helped recruit them, I've helped them message, and I've worked with them on fundraising as well. And the talent crop that's coming along is really very impressive. So I remain optimistic.
If Democrats are in the majority in January 2019, Neal would be in line to become chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Candy Glaser, a member of the Massachusetts Democratic State Committee and longtime Neal supporter, said if Neal becomes chairman of the powerful congressional committee, it would be huge for western Massachusetts.
This would be a game changer for us here in Springfield. I think everything seems to be going our way this right now in Springfield. It's a boom. And I think Richie Neal would be an excellent chairman. He'd be a great leader for the Congress. We'd all be so proud of him.
In another part of the state Tuesday, voters delivered a huge upset victory to Ayanna Pressley, a Boston City councilor who beat 10-term U.S. Representative Michael Capuano. With no Republican on the November ballot, she's now on track to become the state's first African-American woman in Congress. Reacting to the news, Neal said Capuano is a very good friend who did a lot of great things for his district that includes parts of the cities of Boston, Somerville, and Everett.
When you measure congressional races, it's very difficult to make a generalization based upon the prospect of a nationalization of a race. And the evidence certainly tilts in the direction I've just described. Congressional races generally are won based upon local issues, trends, demographics, and some pretty good candidates.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Democrat who is one of President Trump's biggest critics, will face ardent Trump supporter Jeff Deal in her bid for re-election to a second term. The state legislator topped the 3-person Republican primary Tuesday. Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who's running for a second term, will be opposed by Democrat Jay Gonzalez, who defeated Bob Massey in the primary. Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin emerged victorious over Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim in the Democratic incumbent's first primary challenge in decades. He'll face Republican Anthony Amore in the general election. Republicans chose Jay McMahon, an attorney from Cape Cod, to run for attorney general against incumbent Democrat Maura Healey. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.